The Value of Farmland, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I've learned that this winter questions abound as to the direction of commodity prices, interest rates, inflation, challenges in the world economy, weather, and the U.S. tax laws. And thus, buyers of ag land are asking if it is an opportune time to make a purchase of a farm or ranch, while sellers are asking if the market dynamics are indicating that it is a good time to sell land. Depending on location, quality of land, and other factors, agents report seeing regions and local areas where land prices are stable to somewhat strengthening post-2016 harvest. Then there are other areas where land values have continued to decline. Randy Dicute, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company.
If you look at the long-term value of what land has done, and I'll take here in the Midwest and the Grain Belt, peaked around 2013 or so in that neighborhood and been on just a slow decline since then, but it's really measured, and historically land values are still strong and high in comparison to 10, 12 years ago. So it's backed off some, but good quality land has not backed off as much as maybe people thought.
What about farmland in the Northwest?
Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Our local farm manager based in Idaho, past experience as an appraiser, so he works in the land values all the time and has for years. He's calling that market pretty steady.
And that has to be good news for all of us. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.